Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
General Douglas MacArthur wrote, "People grow old only by deserting their ideals. Years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up interest wrinkles the soul." Loving Lord, we know that whatever our physical age, we realize that we are as old as our adults. So help us continue as a people of faith, and help us stay young in our hopefulness in what is ahead of us this week. Let us never desert the ideals that brought us into public service, and help us stay youthful in our optimism for the future that you are leading us into. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Shaw, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence, a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion that shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Photographers from KOMU-TV and KRCG-TV have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Introduction of guests. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, and actually in front of you as well, Pastor Kevin Kolb and his wife Heidi and their family are visiting with us today. Emma, Ellie, and Evie are here sitting in front of you, Mr. President. And Ezekiel is over there sitting with his parents. Also with the Kolbs are their parents, retired Pastor Bill Kolb and his wife Doris, formerly from Springfield, now living in O'Fallon. They're here visiting the Capitol today. I would like Emma, Ellie, Evie, and Ezekiel to be made pages for the day to serve without compensation, and we had a good chance to visit this morning. I'm happy to have them here today.
We're delighted to welcome all these guests, and the young people shall be deemed pages for the day to serve at compensation to be paid by the senator from the 23rd, the senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests. On your right, my left, on the lower seats and benches from the greater metropolitan area of Frona, Missouri, and all of its subsidiaries and infrastructure and complexes, we have United in Christ 7th and 8th graders. These young individuals are up here to study state government. They have dressed the part of seriousness. They look great. They've been joined by their parents. And I hope the Senate will help me welcoming the 7th and 8th graders from the greater metropolitan area of Frona, Missouri.
Thank you, Senator. Let me correct a mistake in that I want to ask all the guests of the senator from Cape Girardeau and the guests of the senator from the 23rd to rise for a special recognition and welcome by the Missouri Senate. Introductions, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I have a special group of folks from the Missouri Society of CPAs. Joining us this morning are several members from the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants. They will be on the third floor with a booth there giving out muffins and information, all sorts of good information. The members are Steve Delvecchio from Warrensburg. He's got a great state senator. Mark Mersman, St. Louis. Jeannie D., St. Louis. Mike Summer, St. Charles. Isaac Francisco, Columbia. Dale Chef Troy. Bob Letterman, Lee Summit, and Nick Myers of Joplin. The Missouri Society of CPAs is a professional development organization for the CPA profession. It's comprised of more than 8,000 CPAs, and I think that's been audited. It's 8,000 CPAs throughout the state. So, great group here.
We're delighted to welcome this group of professionals from the accounting profession to the Missouri Senate again. Senator from 10th.
President, I have special guests to introduce. With us today, on my right and your left, Mr. President, is a group from the Missouri Alliance for Drug Endangered Children. They are here today so that we can recognize all of the good work that they are doing on behalf of the children of the state of Missouri. With us today, we have Shannon Stokes from One Hope United, Vicki Scott from the Department of Public Safety, Alicia Ozenberger from ACT Missouri, Chuck Darty from ACT Missouri, Jennifer Lowry from Children's Mercy Hospital, Beth Dessen from Missouri CASA, George Knowles from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and Kelly Schultz from the Office of Child Advocate. Please help me thank them for all the work that they do on behalf of Missouri's children.
Let's welcome these guests of the Senator from the 10th to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce to the body today the doctor of the day. To my left and your right, Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Carl Hake. He's an anesthesiologist practicing here in Jefferson City. He's also started a very successful model at our community health center with pain management and pain medicine. I ask that the Missouri Senate make Dr. Hake feel
welcome. Welcome Dr. Hake, the doctor of the day, to the Missouri Senate. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. Immediately on your right is Braden. Down there is his father, Jason. Eisenbeiss, cousins of mine. Braden is it from Festus High School, my alma mater. He is an eighth grader. He plays football. He is guard, plays tackle, and center all at the same time. As you can see him in his size there for an eighth grader. And his father is the city manager of Peevely, Missouri, and is on the city council of Crystal City. So he, a senator from Jefferson, I know, would welcome him if he was here. And I know he knows him very well. So, Mr. President, if you would help, and the body would make them feel welcome. Thank you.
Let's welcome this special guest, guests of the Senator from St. Francis to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 7th.
Yes, Mr. President, I have two things. First of all, I have a special guest to introduce, Kit Crancer, my chief of staff. His brother is here visiting today from Florida. Brendan, if you want to hold up your hand, Brendan Crancer is here. He had an interesting comment to say after his first day here on Monday. I asked him what he thought of things on Tuesday when we came back, and he said, "Good night. You all do this every day, and you come back to do it again?" I also want to say something about the guests of the senator from Cape, and I hope they hear this. We get a lot of students at this place, and many of them are not dressed like the students from his district, and I want to tell them we appreciate the way they show respect for this body.
Thank you, Senator, Mr. President. Let's welcome the guests of the senator from the 7th to the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. As a proud member of the class of 1981, it is my pleasure to introduce to you up in the rear gallery, upper gallery, this morning is the fourth grade class at Academy of the Sacred Heart. They're here with their teachers, Mrs. Hines, Mrs. Hitt, and Mrs. Bovinglo. And I know I was waiting for the senator from the second. I know that he has children that attend that school. I also have my oldest daughter is a graduate of Academy of the Sacred Heart. I have many fond memories, and when they go back to school, they can look through all the different alumni classes, and they can see a very dorky picture of me there as part of the 8th grade graduating class. I'm happy that they're here visiting the Capitol and learning about state government today.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from the 2nd and the 23rd. Please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Because of our long morning, we have committee meetings that will be meeting at noon. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
What? Senator, I have not called the calendar yet. Sorry. We had such a long introduction. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from 23rd. I'm sorry, Stoddard. Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer House Concurrent Resolution number 6, House Concurrent Resolution 18, House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 33, House Concurrent Resolution 43, House Concurrent Resolution 46, House Concurrent Resolution 47, House Concurrent Resolution 49, and House Concurrent Resolution 52 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
It shall be so referred, Senator. And Senator from 23rd, now, sir. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will do the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Senator from 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government is meeting in the Senate Lounge at noon.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you very much. May I inquire the Senator from the 15th?
Does the Senator from the 15th yield for inquiry?
I declare that I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
Senator, what color socks are you wearing?
I'm wearing blue socks.
Blue socks.
That
the Senator from Cape has...
Well, it's technically the rule of fashion is that your socks should match your pants, not your shoes. So I believe that...
Are they?
Well, I declare I have blue in my pants. And white. So,
Senator from
in the spirit of compromise, we're both right.
Okay, all right. I really had a serious inquiry. You're going to be meeting in jobs at noon, and what time will you be done? Because the last few weeks, we've had to kind of wait for you all to get done.
It's been a busy committee, as you're aware.
It's been very important. So,
Can
you promise that
you'll
be done?
I would think we'd be out of there in an hour.
Okay, cool. All right.
But why don't we just say... an hour and a half, be safe.
Okay, that sounds great, because I want to announce that, Mr. President, your hardworking Committee on Education will start promptly at 1:30, because the Chairman of Jobs has promised that they will be out of the Senate lounge so we can start on time. So, Education, 1:30 promptly today. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 3 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.